throughout taking standard piano lessons, we are piecemealed music theory at the rate the teacher thinks best. Often the only thing discussed are stark facts, the circle of fifths, scale orders, determining the keys, etc. After quitting lessons, you may know some theory, but overall lack the big picture. You cannot see the full picture without all the parts laid out before you. And further, once the parts are laid out, you must realize there is a puzzle to put together to see it in full. Nobody thinks about the full picture when they learn theory. Everything is one-dimensional fact, delivered cold and hard without any insights into motion or interpretation. Music is not one-dimensional because all theories interact in concert. You cannot realize those relationships by studying any one theory in and of itself. There is an underlying river of motion beneath the surface that organizes all the moving parts. For example, time signatures show the intent of a composer that most people don't realize and truthfully aren't really even looking for. Written notes use note size scales that are easy to count and give a good indication of implied speed. Recognizing that innuendo is a very good skill for a play-by-ear musician who can interpret thousands of songs they have never seen before in fake sheets. And then another major aspect of music is counting. You must learn to count notes like an expert. It's not that hard, but requires some focused and diligent practice until you get it. And you get it when you can play a one-note melody line of a song that you have never seen before. You can't let counting befuddle you, because that's how you quickly learn a song. But the way it is, it takes you a lifetime to learn those most important aspects that drive music, because theory, like I said, is always piecemealed out singularly without showing relationships. If you think that what a seasoned musician knows is too vast for you to understand, you are wrong. In the end, everything distills down to simplicity. Even the most complex of concepts is rooted in one simple relationship of notes or another. Enlightenment is a relaxed state of acceptance that embraces a simplicity that controls the infinite. It is a state so obvious once realized, but so hard to see because of its obviousness. Approach learning theory on a multi-level understanding. A seasoned musician's knowledge may be vast, but the categories are well-defined and limited. Once you know those categories, you have a basis for learning that information. Always focus on interrelational concepts beyond music theory. The one concept at a time approach is flawed in that it doesn't give the whole picture or show the working machine in motion. There is no inclusive goal to teach music theory as a unit in motion. If you want to become an expert quickly, you've got to be able to see the light. You'll never, ever see it with one-dimensional thinking.